Maine's birdwatching community is aflutter over the sighting this week of two species never before seen in Maine, one that usually hangs out in Mexico and the other in Europe. Fred Bever explains.
The first rare bird was caught on camera Monday thanks to an international user of a well-placed webcam at an osprey nest on Hog Island in Bremen.
The discovery was probably the coolest or most bizarre part of this.
Doug Hitchcox is staff naturalist for the Maine Audubon Society.
The camera operator, who is this woman in Germany, zoomed in on this little red bird, took a picture of it, took a great video, got the word out, and ended up being the first state record of vermilion flycatcher, a bird that should be, you know, probably down in Mexico right now.
Once word was out, Hitchcox and other birders rushed to the Society's Hog Island Research Center in time to see the flycatcher feasting on cluster flies rising from the facility's warming rooftops. And 2 days later, another birder driving through Newcastle spotted a field fare thrush that's native to Europe. Hitchcock says it's similar to the American robin, and this is the first time it's been seen in Maine. He also says both birds' visits to Maine are not a sign that climate change is at work. More random factors, an odd wind, or an individual bird's wanderlust are in play, he says, when a single bird strays far beyond its usual habitat. The gradual expansion of an avian species range, however, can be attributed to climate change, Hitchcock adds. As with the northern cardinal or red-bellied woodpecker, both species once rare in Maine, which now are regular inhabitants. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.